From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. House Ag Committee Chairman Colin Peterson is very pleased with the deal between House Democrats and the White House on USMCA. Peterson says he's been pushing for months to get this across the finish line, and it's great news for farmers, businesses, and workers nationwide. He says besides updates to how the three countries address biotechnology and sanitary and phytosanitary issues, the USMCA also preserves the market for our farmers while making modest gains for dairy, poultry, and wheat growers. Irvine, California-based Western Growers praise the Japanese approval of the U.S.-Japan trade agreement and urges addressing additional barriers. CEO Tom Nassif tells thepacker.com Western Growers appreciates the prompt action by Japan, which will eliminate tariffs on a number of American fruit, vegetable, and tree nut products and pave the way for significant export opportunities for our members. Nassif supports President Trump's leadership in trying to win fair trade deals for U.S. farmers. Well, Mexico has approved U.S. changes to the USMCA trade agreement, paving the way for congressional ratification. The National Pork Producers Council applauds the administration, Congress, and the governments of Canada and Mexico for working hard to fine-tune the trade deal so Congress can vote as early as this week. This year, Canada and Mexico took over 40% of the pork exported from the U.S., and similar percentages are expected next year. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.